Well, of course, the big story of the morning is the Socceroos. They are through to the round of 16, and we have former Socceroo Archie Thompson, member of the SEN expert FIFA World Cup team online, a man who predicted in the coverage this morning a 1-0 win to the Socceroos. Archie, great to have you back on. What was the key to victory?
Oh, well, look, mate, I think we just started well. Okay, we knew that Denmark were going to come out and really put pressure on us because they needed to win. And we rode our luck a little bit at the start, but then once we got into the rhythm of the game, we were just disciplined in all areas. We didn't really give them too much time after that period to really allow them to play. And that just seemed to be the way throughout that whole game. It was always going to get tense towards the end there. But the boys are fantastic, like just incredible.
Absolutely sensational. And when you have a look at the stats, like they dominated possession. I know in soccer that can happen. You know, 60, nearly 70% of possession for Denmark. Mm. Some big saves. Matty Ryan in the 19th. He's had a great tournament. And the other man his stocks have risen through the roof. Harry Suter in the 88th, that blocked goal. Like, there's some incredible efforts.
Oh, amazing. Like, everyone stood up. I mean, Milos Deganek, he was someone that hasn't started this World Cup. Gets sort of thrown into that right wing, right back position. And, you know, a lot of the attacks were coming out wide early, so they had to be disciplined in that. And Harry Suter was a monster in that 18-yard box. Like, he stands about 3 metres tall, and so anything that was going to put in the air, he was just chewing up. But I just loved the pressure intensity all over the park. Like, when as soon as a Danish player got the ball, there was someone on him. As soon as he passed it to another one of his teammates, another Socceroo was out there to close it down. So, look, it had to be like that. It had to be where we had to find a nice balance. We knew that we were going to defend. And the way that the other result was going, we needed to win this one. Like, that was it, because we were expecting France to kind of maybe do a number on Tunisia, but they started a team they're all superstars, but without their sort of key players in that starting 11. So we knew that we had to win, and it was just an incredible performance. It was a performance of belief, confidence, a bit of hope that Graham Arnold has driven into this side, even when the Australian public had maybe lost a bit of that. But you just have to see scenes here at Fed Square. It's insane.
Yes, we have seen the vision from there. Look, one other one for you, Archie, and it might be too early to put this in the context of all-time Socceroos, but off the top of your head, where does this win rate?
Oh, mate, it's right up there. Like, it's right up there. We, when you look at 2006, when we last progressed to the final 16, we only won one of those games and drew one drew two and lost one. And this one, we've sent a weaker side and we've won two in the group, and we're equal points with France. And we've got a real good opportunity. Whoever we face in with the other games being played, we've got a realistic opportunity. I don't want to jump ahead of myself, and this is what us Aussies do, right? Whenever we have a great sporting moment or someone just blows our mind with their performances, we immediately think, okay, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. But we should think realistically there's a chance, because no one gave us any hope of progressing through this group stage after that France performance, but we just seem to be getting better and better. We're cutting out some of those mistakes that we had made in the first game, and it's slowly starting to get better and better. I rate this up there with, maybe even that qualification in 2005 even that 2006 World Cup. Like, I really feel like that's there. And you know what? This group of players are making their own history, which is... Because I feel like all these soccer teams get put up against that 2006. Well, why not now that teams go on in the future get put up against this 2022 team? Because they've just been amazing. Like, I'm really, really proud of Arnie.
We're all buzzing, Archie. We're all buzzing. And I thought, I must say, on the SEN coverage, and the vibe was coming, bursting out of... I was listening on the app that you summed it up beautifully. You said the simplicity of the role. Everyone knows their job, and you go out and try to do your job to the best of your ability. That's the crux of what Graham Arnold has sent across this side. Archie, you are buzzing. We'll let you get... I know you're watching the games. So you won't be getting any sleep right away. But thank you again for coming on the program, mate. It's great that we celebrate yet another Socceroos win.
Amazing. Cheers, mate.
Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.